hands up, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Thursday, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the literal Dog Bowl in Berea.
Yes.
As the Northeast Ohio SPCA is here today, puppies are being bought. It is a no-kill shelter located on Brook Park Road in Parma, Ohio. They participated in the Browns' first ever Bring Your Pet to Work Day. They've been accepting donations, and they continue to do so. Blankets, newspapers, food, monetary, whatever you want, help support the animals. They've got some beautiful lab boxer puppies here that are being snatched up by Browns employees.
The entire brood will be gone by the time the day's over.
They have been passed around, loved, doted upon.
Claimed. By a few.
Yes.
So much so that the new owner is not even willing to pass or part with it for someone to hold.
No,
it's like,
they don't
it's mine. Leave it alone.
Leave me alone.
Which is great.
So they're here, and obviously, I love dogs.
I love dogs.
My dog, Callie Lumps Zagura. Shout out to Callie if she's listening. I don't think she is.
If she's
but
barking.
I've always had a dog, ever since I was a little kid.
I've gone through phases of dogs and no dogs, because after a while, the traveling and the boarding wasn't fair to a dog. And then having young children, dogs weren't that great with young children. Gave them all my parents. My parents took care of them. And they've, again, gone on and lived a happy doggy life. But, and I told you right before we jumped on air, we live in a beautiful area. We've got a nice backyard, wooded backyard. And I just thought a dog would go ape back there, just chasing off the deers, chasing turkeys, chasing birds, chasing squirrels, chipmunks, you name it. They're back there. And a dog would go crazy. And every once in a while, when we're kind of locked down, I've obviously got my career here with Cleveland Browns Daily and ESPN Cleveland, and I just asked my daughter, my son would want one in a heartbeat, and I go, hey, babe, it's like, you want to get a little puppy? Nope. Yeah, it's like,
I'm the baby. I'm the star of the show.
Yeah, we even tease her with, you want to have a little baby sister? Nope. You can't even get it out before she says no, and it's exactly right. She wants to be the star. She wants to be the baby. She'll be turning 5 July 1st. Her party's today at Snippets in Rocky River. So, I'm, busting right from here to there with, 9, 3 to 6 year olds who are all going to be glittered up and bedazzled. And, it's what she wanted. So this is what she gets.
It's very sweet of you.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes, indeed. To the youngest Wilhelm, who does not want a dog for her birthday.
No dog.
Gianna says no dog.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Today to come home with a puppy and surprise her.
It would have been,
but it is very clear there is no dog in her future.
Very clear. She is the star, period.
She is.
Leave it alone, folks. All right, we got a lot to talk about today as it relates to the Cleveland Football Browns. We're going to hear from special teams coordinator Chris Tabor at 1:30. We'll talk about the special teams as well. We'll do that in an after further review. Got the Jort Report. We've got Mary Kay Cabot coming your way at 2 o'clock, the Browns beat writer from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Also, we will go around the league. Lots to talk about, but let's start with two Browns on the NFL's top 100 players list. Joe Hayden, number 23. Joe Thomas, number 25. How do you feel about those rankings? And given the Browns, two guys in the top 25, three now in the NFL's top 100, joining Tashaun Gipson.
I think it's very impressive to claim two of the top 25 best players. Had Joe Thomas been 26, wouldn't have felt the same way to me. Because I think, you kind of go in increments. And I think, 1 to 25 is the elite of the elite. And even more so, when you look at Eric Davis and Solomon Wilcott talking about top 5 corners in the National Football League, I don't think there's going to be 5 corners from 22 to 1. So this is the players voting on who, players and fans? Players voting on this.
All players.
So all players voting, Joe Hayden to the 23rd best player in the National Football League, and, analysts keeping him off the list of the top 5. So I think it's great for both of these guys. I think it's great for the Cleveland Browns. And I would imagine, next year you're thinking Alex Mack is a 4th. Joel Bitonio is a 5th.
Joel Bitonio.
Defensive player. Maybe Danny Shelton cracks the top 100. Maybe Paul Kruger with another double-digit sack year cracks the top 100. So everything trending in the way that this organization should be trending, which is upwards. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Three's good. Last year, six guys go to the Pro Bowl. This year, you've got, you know, your entire secondary plus Joe Thomas, four in the Pro Bowl, or three of the four in the secondary. Three in the top 100 makes sense to me. Dante Whitner could maybe creep into the back end of that. Dansby could creep into the back end of that.
Dansby could creep in the back end if he hadn't missed games. He would have been in this year's top 100.
I think so, too.
Yes, had he not missed games.
And deservedly so. I think you're right. Joel Bitonio should be there. And I think Joel Bitonio should have been there this year.
He needs one more year of playing the way he did to be recognized, to be a recognizable offensive line name to defenses league-wide. And the fact that what will happen is he'll be grouped in with center to left tackle, and he'll be as big of a deal. They'll say that entire left side of the line,
sure,
you know, instead of Alex Mack and Joe Thompson, skip over him and go and rise. He's a rising star right now or emerging player, and they just need one more year of that, and it'll be that entire left side of the line, and you'll see all of them in the top 100.
Yeah, you have an opportunity, I think, to have three guys in there in the top 100 from the line. As you talked about offensively, I think you have an opportunity to have multiple guys from the secondary in there again. So they could, if the Browns play the way that we would expect the Browns play, they could have five in the top 100 next year.
Yes, I would expect someone from the defensive front, meaning outside linebackers or defensive line, because of the emphasis put on stopping the run and rushing the passer by this defense and how high quality the back end, you know, is in this defense, that it's going to allow someone on that defensive front to significantly emerge and make plays, whether it's sacks, tackles for a loss, you know, just be a dominator in there.
Yep.
That I wouldn't be surprised if that person, maybe not in the top 100, but emerge and then, you know, compound another year like that, and then you'll see him on the next year, the following year's top 100.
Let's go. Let's get some more guys in there. The other thing I want to talk about, and we'll get into this in more detail as the show goes on, but ESPN released their All AFC North team. Actually, it was NFL.com. Dave Damashek did. The All AFC North team. And they did this for every division. Only three Browns make the list. Joe Thomas makes the list. No surprise there. Joe Hayden makes the list. And Dante Whitner makes the list. So I am curious when we go through this. I think that maybe we'll have a few more guys on this list than perhaps they did when we go through it position by position. But we'll do that as this show goes on. When you hear that, this is just the AFC North. And listen, they're last in the AFC North. They've been last in the AFC North. And this is just starters. This is just right across the board starters. I still think the Browns, though, just in this division, would have, it. I think, at least four. Maybe you could make the case for five.
And do they include specialists in this list? Because I believe that Andy Lee will be the best punter in the entire division.
They did. Well, they've got, right now for the specialists, they have the Baltimore Ravens duo, Justin Tucker and Sam Koch, who had a 43.3-yard net punting average last year, number one in the NFL.
Okay.
So that's going to be, that'll be fair. But I think Andy Lee has the opportunity this year to do it.
He definitely does. And I think the reason why Alex Mack is probably left off the list is because, one, because of the injury last year and how he bounces back from that. And I think the Pouncey brother in Pittsburgh, that plays center, is, you know, paid as one of the top centers in the National Football League, and probably is a very close first and second between those two.
So we'll get into that. That'll be next segment. We'll dive into this. We'll let you know who they have. We'll make our cases for where Browns could perhaps creep into that. What did you think, Gibbs, about the rankings of Thomas and Hayden? Higher or lower?
Like higher as in closer to number one, lower like closer to
100. I thought Joe Thomas was right where he needed to be. I thought Hayden should have been a top 20.
Yeah.
For the number of plays that he's involved in and the amount of success he had last year, over the last couple of years, for that matter, over the top wide receivers in the National Football League.
Do you expect to see another tackle in front of Joe Thomas from 24 to 21, or 24 to 1, rather? Or do you think he's the last of the tackles, or the highest of the tackles at number 25?
I'm trying to think if there's someone better.
Right. It's difficult to do.
At left tackle?
Left tackle.
Yeah.
Andre Whitworth was better last year in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he hasn't made the list yet. I got to think there's at least one or two, maybe.
Yeah. And corners, maybe three more.
They could have Tyron Smith.
Yeah.
From Dallas.
Yeah, because the kid from Miami that, you know, the NFL Network guys put it in their top five over Joe Haden was like 36th.
Brent Grimes.
Yeah.
Yep. But you're going to figure Revis.
Yep.
Sherman.
Yep.
Peterson.
Peterson.
I don't think Peterson would get in it. Is Peterson hasn't gone yet?
Not that I know of. I think Peterson's going to be ahead of him.
And Aqib Talib. Has Talib hit the list yet?
He has.
Okay.
Let me go back and look here.
He's probably somewhere between 25 and 40, I would bet.
Peterson should not be ahead of Joe Haden.
I think Peterson as a corner gets a lot of hype.
I was going to say, do they put Peterson on because of special teams as well?
He has a lot of reputation. A lot of reputation. See, my problem with this list in some ways, Grimes has already been on there. Grimes was on there at 38, we talked about.
Correct.
Vontae Davis could be on. Has Vontae Davis gone?
Yes.
Vontae Davis could be up there. So, for example, last night's show, you have Russell Wilson ahead of Drew Brees, which I totally disagree with. Drew Brees should not have been number 30 when he was number 6 the year before. Drew Brees is one of the easily 15 best players in the league. People are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he wasn't that good. They didn't make the playoffs last year. Yeah, that's fair. They did not make the playoffs last year. But Drew Brees was still pretty darn good, throwing for, oh, I don't know, 5,000 yards, completing 70% of his passes with 33 touchdowns.
Yeah, how ordinary would Russell Wilson look with the New Orleans
Exactly.
Saints on the New Orleans Saints?
Exactly. And Russell Wilson's 22nd? That's overrated to me.
Vontae Davis was 59, by the way.
Okay, so Vontae Davis, you could at least make the case, because many considered him last year to be, along with Revis and Sherman, the best man-to-man cover corner in the league last season. Yeah, Patrick Peterson gets a lot of hype.
But is it because, again, does he make be higher because of his special teams?
What does he do that's so great on special teams?
Punt return.
I know, but how many returns does he have?
I don't know.
You'd have to go back and look. But those three are going to be ahead of him.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
And I think because all of them make more money than Joe Haden, and that has something to do with it as well.
I agree
so
with two of
along
it.
With that.
Yeah, I agree with two.
I was going to say, two of them you have to agree with.
Yes. But, I mean, Peterson's got that big, huge deal, you know, $20 million, I think, probably larger than Joe Haden's.
And
players know that as well.
Has Chris Harris made the list?
I haven't seen him on here.
I don't think he would get the respect, but Chris Harris absolutely last year played like one of the best corners in the National Football League.
He might not be the top 100.
I bet he's not.
He's not.
Because especially if it truly is by the players, but, you know, as Pro Football Talk was pointing out, you know, like last year, Tony Romo knew no Cowboy even voted. So who's really voting? I don't know. Something about the list is a little bit, there's something about it. But I think that the Browns do have some deserving players, and it's good to see them get recognized on that list.
I'm fine with where they're listed. The thing that bothers me is the all-AFC North team.
Yeah, this all-AFC North team is a little bit ridiculous, and we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into that when we come back. I think it is too heavy in certain areas and not truly acknowledging some of the things that are going on in the division, and certainly, you know, we'll talk about it. That's what we're going to talk about, all-AFC North team. So if you're thinking about it right now, think about your all-AFC North team. We're talking about a quarterback, a running back, three receivers, tight end, your five offensive linemen. And then on defense, they go 3-4. So defensive end, defensive tackle, two DNs, defense tackle, two outside backers, two inside backers, two corners, two safeties. So we'll go ahead and we'll go through this. Right now, the Browns currently have three players making the list. I think that they deserve to have more than that. And we'll talk about that when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things we